listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey to entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes. No living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. Now, get ready for the Online Empire Academy podcast.
What's up, Online Empire Academy? I am Joshua Woodward, and I am so excited to be here. I am with Johnny King. How you doing, man?
Excellent, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah, this is super exciting. Johnny has been a longtime OEA member. I am so proud to say that he has gone above and beyond anything we've ever taught and has made it his own. Johnny, just share your story, how you got started in the e-commerce world.
All right. Well, I actually started selling stuff on eBay whenever I was in high school. And I tried a bunch of drop shipping programs, and then, you know, like that didn't really work out. But I was doing a lot of what people do is, you know, they start off going to garage sales and just saying like, oh, that's cool. Like, you want a dollar for it? Awesome. and selling that stuff on eBay. And then I was part of Jim Cockrum's community. And whenever he came out with the Proven Amazon course, I, you know, jumped on that. And my wife was like, you're going to pay $200 for a course? I don't even know if this is that much. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be great. And she had no hopes for it. And it went really well. I mean, as most people who have that course, you know, like I think, you know, Brett got started with the Proven Amazon course and it really took off for him. And so I was doing that part time. I had a full time job. I was working in a warehouse at a hospital while I was finishing college. I was married and had kids, and so just everything at once. And so last year in May, I graduated with my business degree and decided that, you know, I didn't really ever want to work for someone else again. So I quit my job and you know, went FBA full time. Uh-huh. And since then, you know, it's been great. You know, I recommend it to anyone. You know, just do it. It took a long while for us to build our capital up enough to where I felt like I could, you know, make the leap, got the boat a little bit closer to the dock before I decided to jump in. You know, it's been great since then. And I really was doing primarily retail arbitrage for a long time. And then I guess last year in the fall, Chris Green came out with his book, Online Arbitrage. And I was like, I got to do this. And again, my wife was like, man, that book is like $300. I was like, well, I made good decisions, right? Which, I mean, I've definitely made some bad decisions before that lost money. She's rightfully skeptical. It really just blew my mind. I knew you could source things online before that. And I had bought things, you know, sporadically. But I didn't realize, you know, you could base your whole business model off of just online stuff. And I'm still doing a little bit of retail, but I've really transitioned more onto the online because I found that I live in Oklahoma, and the city I live in is pretty small. I mean, we have, you know, one Walmart, one TJ Maxx, a Ross, but like not a whole lot else. And so a lot of times I have to drive like an hour or 2 hours to make like a good retail arbitrage trip.
Goodness.
You know, whenever I started realizing that, man, you know, for the time that I'm spending driving around, if I just actually just sat at my desk and buckled down and decided I'm going to do this online thing, then, you know, I can do that. And then now, you know, my ability to spend, with the retail arbitrage, sometimes I was having trouble, actually spending all the money I had, you know, like, because I just couldn't find enough good inventory. Huh. And now, you know, every day I'm like, whoa, you know, I got to pace myself on this because I'm going to blow through like my month's worth of capital, you know, in 2 days if I don't spread myself out. That's how it started up and that's where I am now.
Ah, I love it. I love it. So can you explain for the viewers who don't know what online arbitrage is, can you explain how it works?
Yeah. So online arbitrage is essentially where you're going to go to websites of these major retailers or non-major retailers and basically just search through their stuff in order to find profitable inventory that you could sell. I mean, on Amazon, I do, you know, 100% FBA on Amazon, and then I do still sell some things on eBay, because occasionally you'll find something that's really great, but that it's, you know, maybe a restricted brand on Amazon.
Yeah.
And so, and that's totally good with me. I just throw it on eBay and it usually sells pretty fast. But yeah, so the online arbitrage is really just finding things that you can buy online that you can sell for a profit in a different, you know, location, I guess, a different marketplace.
Wow. Very good. Very good. So for those of you who are, you know, just trying to figure out this whole situation, I loved what you started with. And that was, I started out garage selling and I'd find things that I liked. And that's something we try to encourage people, like, hey, start in a niche you know and grow from there. And I love the way that you grew is, you know, you're sitting there in business school. By the way, congratulations for graduating.
Thank you.
Very good. I think it's just, it's inspirational. You had kids, you had a wife, and you're going through school, but yet you're still doing this. And, you know, we talk all the time about investing in your future and investing in yourself. And that's exactly what you did. You chose to spend the $200 that it cost to join Jim's, you know, Jim's class, and it ended up making you thousands. So, you know, the benefit that comes from it is absolutely amazing. And thank you for sharing your story. That's great. One of the questions I had was, how have you overcome the times when you are in school, you do have a lot, still have to ship out and do all that? How has that process been for you?
Well, you know, whenever I used to take long retail arbitrage trips. And so I got a lot of like audiobooks from, you know, like motivational people, you know, like Zig Ziglar and Tony Robbins and that kind of things. And I mean, and some of it's kind of cheesy, but really like keeping motivated is maybe, you know, the most important part of, you know, growing your business, you know, having a positive mental attitude. Cause if you go into a situation thinking like, oh man, I like today was like really bad so far, I'm probably not going to find any good stuff. I mean, the chances are that, you know, you won't, yeah. But you know, if you have a good attitude and you say, you know what, like the best things are right around the corner, then, you know, like you're going to grow. It's just, that's the way it works. And so, when the times were hard and I didn't get to sleep a lot, I just said like, this is the sacrifice that I have to make now so that, you know, I don't have to make this sacrifice for the rest of my life.
Gosh, man, I wish people could click. You guys, if there's any takeaway you need to take from this, that's it. That the sacrifice may be now, but ultimately where it gets you is so much better and so much more beautiful. And, you know, I just had a conversation with a woman who is, you know, she has a full-time job. She's working super hard, but she has an Amazon job on the side. And she's now at the point where she's about to quit her job and is able to sell full-time and be home with her kids. And it's like, she's put in the hours, she's put in the hard work, and now she's able to go full-time. And I absolutely love that. I think that that's so cool. And you know, where you sow, you're going to reap.
And, exactly.
You know, I think that that's so cool. So tell us about just your journey. What's been going on lately with the online arbitrage, and what are you finding?
Well, all right. Well, my favorite things to source online are shoes, because you know, and I know a lot of people aren't ungated in shoes, and if you're not, you totally should do it. And there's lots of, you know, free advice out there and people that are going to help you to, you know, put in the time and, you know, make the flat files and things you need to do to get approved. I recommend getting approved in all of the gated categories that you can, because it's really going to help you out as far as competition goes. But shoes is great because of the high average sale price. So like, you know, if I find a toy that I can, you know, buy for $5 and I can sell it for $15, you know, I can make $5 profit. But in order to make $100, I have to sell 20 of those.
Yeah.
To where, you know, if I find a pair of Nikes that, you know, it goes on clearance and it's $50 and I can sell it for $120, you know, I only make $25 a pair. So maybe not as good as ROI, but I only have to sell 4 of those to make $100.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot less processing and a lot less, you know, stickering and shipping things in. I mean, it's a lot less work. But I still do. I do a lot of toys, especially in Q4. You know, toys, it's almost doesn't matter what they're ranked. You know, if you can find them profitable, people will buy them. And then I do a lot of home and kitchen type items. So, you know, pots and pans and kitchen gadgets and utensils and just all of that. I mean, those are really my favorite three things are home, kitchen, toys, and shoes.
Very cool. And we were talking about before just some of the things that you ventured out in, and one of those was partnerships. Share about your experience with partnership.
Okay, yeah. So I got into a situation where I was actually in like a mastermind group with a bunch of people, and one of the guys, he reached out, and really wasn't looking for a partnership. He was just like, man, I need someone to do my online sourcing for me, and I'm not really looking for a VA. I'm looking for someone who, really kind of like an Amazon seller, someone who already knows what they're doing, that I don't really have to babysit or hold their hand a whole lot, that they can just go out and find the stuff. Like, they know what's good and they can find it. And so I sent him a private message and I was like, hey man, I'm doing a lot of online arbitrage, but I don't have like nearly enough capital to just, go after all of it. Like, there's way more out there than I can handle to get myself. And he was at, quite a lot higher level of sales than I am. And so, we struck up an arrangement, but the deal with him was that he had pretty strict requirements on what exactly he was looking for. And so I still had a lot of deals left over that, I would buy what I could, but I still, had more deals than I could really handle. And I had, it felt like a waste.
Yeah. Yeah. So the partnership, so you talk to him, you guys strike a deal. How have you found working with a partner? Like, cause this is something I love. I love partnering with people. It's one of my favorite things because it's a win-win-win. Like, I win, yeah. They win, the customer wins.
Yeah.
How have you found that process has been?
Well, I recommend to anyone, like, figure out what your strengths are, ask other people, like, hey, like, what am I really good at? Huh. And then find a way to partner up with someone who is in need of that skill. Because, I have a college degree, but realistically, my ability to source things on Amazon makes me more money and makes me more marketable than having my degree. And so, I feel like it's such a good arrangement because I was, I was doing this anyway. And then it was really just like an answer to prayer, and he types up one day, like, I'm looking for this type of person. And I'm like, I'm that type of person. he sent me messages and he's just like, man, like, I cannot believe all the stuff you're finding me. Like, you're so much better at this than I am. And I was like, well, not really. This is just what I do. But, to me, I'm like blown away that there's someone out there who, has enough capital that they could, say, hey, like, I could really pay someone almost full-time wage to come in and be on my team.
That's so cool. And there's so many of us that, we take for granted the skills that we have. And there's so many people that are desiring this. So my challenge to you guys, I hope you're hearing this, do what Johnny did and go on and post in a group of, hey, I'm really skilled at this. Who needs help? Like, if you give, don't expect to get paid at first. Like, that's the way I started. It was like, I was like, oh, Brett and his teams, they're going out garage selling. I was like, hey, I want a garage sale too. Like, can I do this? And it ended up becoming a job, and now I'm here. So it's, it started small. I reached out. I was like, hey, I like growing to garage sales. Like, it's something I have an eye for. So, and if you're good at garage selling, if you're good at retail arbitrage, if you're good at going to thrift stores and finding stuff, if you're good at eBay, if you're good at Amazon, if you're good at Etsy, it doesn't matter. Like, just take a step forward and try it. So you're finding all these deals. You're getting all this stuff. What are you doing with the excess?
Well, what I did is I was just sitting here at the end of the day one day, and I had gone and, a lot of these websites, they'll send you out like promotional emails in the morning, and they're like, oh, we're having a 20% off, sale today. And so I made my spreadsheets, for my partner. And then I, had all my leftover stuff, and I went ahead and bought a bunch of stuff off my list. And then, I have all these leftover deals, and I'm like, man, these, these promos are going to go away tomorrow. And then like, it's just, and so what I started out doing really was in the same mastermind group that I met this guy. Every once in a while, I would just post some of those deals. Like, hey guys, you got to check these out. But at the same time, you know, like I just, you know, I don't want to be spamming the group all the time. I mean, spamming the group with my deals.
I decided to be a part of that.
So I decided, I was like, you know, I feel like this is something that a lot of people could benefit from. I knew starting out, whenever I started out with online arbitrage, I didn't really know where to start. And so what I did is I made a real simple website called oa.deals. And what it does is I offer those deals that I find, you know, and I offer 5 deals per day, and I only sell each deal to 5 people, and all the deals are $5. It's simple. And once they're gone, they're gone. And so sometimes I'll sell out all the deals before noon. And then some days, you know, like some days all the deals won't sell. It's just, you know, the nature of the thing. But what it really is meant for is to, one, help people save time, because, you know, if you can just get online and say, okay, here's $5 and then send me a deal and say, oh, cool, I can make $30 on this pair of shoes. Well, I'll buy 10 of those and I just made $300 and it took me 10 minutes. You know, and that's the kind of thing that I really could have used when I started out doing online arbitrage, because I got really discouraged because I wasn't very good at it. And so I wasn't ready to sit down. I felt like, oh man, if I sit at my computer for 6 hours and I don't find anything, I could have been out doing retail arbitrage and actually making money. And so what it ended up having to do is I just had to tell myself, I'm going to have to sit down and do this, whether I suck at it or not, I'm going to get good. But so the website is there really to just help people save their time. I want to sell your time back to you. And also, like, if maybe you're having a hard day, you're doing online arbitrage and you're having trouble finding things, you can grab a deal. And a lot of times in those deals, I'll tell you what store it is, what the product's called, like what colors are good, what sizes are good, you know, what different variations. But I'll also give you like what promo codes to use to get the best discounts. And if they're selling, you know, if there are discount gift cards that you can get to save even more, I tell you where you can get the discount gift cards at the best price.
That's awesome.
So like just build the whole package together, stack all the deals up on top of each other and try to make as much money into one deal as I can.
That's so cool. That's very good. And that I when we were talking about just kind of what you're doing and where you've been at, that's what I was most excited about. I love the 5-5-5, $5, 5 deals, and 5 people out on each one. One of the questions I had about it is how much, like, does it cost to get into that group, or is it just anybody can visit it?
No. I have a free Facebook group on Facebook, and it's just called OA Deals. And every day I put in a free deal so people can kind of see what kind of deals I'm putting out. So you can kind of get a sample of what you get. But no, I mean, like there's no added cost in getting the deals. You just have to just go to the website and, you know, for whatever reason, you know, like if you want to get a deal today and no deal tomorrow, like that's fine. That was one of the things that I decided to make it kind of deals on demand rather than like a subscription, because I used to be part of some of these like online arbitrage deal lists that you get, you know, every week or every month. And I found that, you know, sometimes I wouldn't be home that day. And yeah. So I'd come home and I'd get this email. I'm like, oh, like I totally don't have time to go through this. Or I would just miss it completely. And I feel like, man, I kind of wish I could just pay for the days that I get the deals.
And that's so cool.
And so I was like, well, you know, maybe, and I really wanted to make it inexpensive for, I mean, realistically, for the deals that you get, like $5 is almost too cheap. But I don't want it to be restrictive to people because I feel like it's extra for me. And so I just want to be able to give that to people. Yeah. But on the same token, I found that people take action better when they put something, you know, they put some skin in the game.
Totally.
And so I don't want this to be something you pop in every day and say, oh yeah, that's cool. You know, Johnny's putting out deals today. I really want people to see those and take action on them, because I want people to really get to the point where they're better at doing online arbitrage to the point where they don't need my deals.
That's very cool. I like that. And Are there specific categories that you're posting in?
The five deals right now, and this, I mean, obviously subject to change, I guess. Right now I put one deal is a toy deal, so it's going to be in the toys and games category. The second deal is a home and kitchen deal, and so it's generally going to be either in the kitchen and dining or the home and kitchen category. I don't know. And then the other three deals are shoes, because I actually do most of my online arbitrage time is spent doing shoes because I love it. For like the home and kitchen categories, like all of the deals have a specific rank and net profit that I'm going to, you know, provide. So in the kitchen deals, I'm going to have, you know, so if it's in the kitchen and dining category, everything will be ranked 100,000 or better. Wow. Because we want things that are going to sell. If it's in the home category, I think I go up to 500,000 because the home category is just so huge.
Yeah.
Toys, I do 150,000 or better, and shoes, I do 30,000 or better. And a lot of the time it's a lot better. I mean, like, 30,000 is the absolute max, but I mean, for the very most part, I find a lot of deals that are in like the sub 15 or sub 10, you know, so, you know, things that will sell a lot faster.
Now, if you don't mind, is there one deal that you've seen, you know, this week that you're like, oh man, I like this. I'm liking this right now.
Oh yeah. Let me try to think. Well, I found a pair of shoes. I added this to a bonus deal for some people. I said one day, and I'll do this occasionally, I built like a bonus deal list. And I said, for anyone who buys two deals or more, I will send you this bonus list. And it had like six or seven different deals on it.
Dude, just, that's awesome.
I mean, because I can't. and so there was a pair of shoes on there that I like to, I mean, I don't know. I didn't go for it. It wasn't for me, but I know some people, but it was ranked in like the 10 to 15,000 in shoes, and it cost $140 with all the coupons and stuff to buy it. But they sell on Amazon for $450.
What?
And so you make $200 profit per pair.
Were they like Steve Madden's or something?
I don't remember. They're like, you know, yeah, some sort of designer boots that we don't wear in Oklahoma. So I don't know. I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is, but he's got nice boots.
Dude, that's amazing. That's so cool. I love that. So really, you're seeing some good trends in shoes right now. And by the way, at least as of right now, Amazon it's kind of like a very loose gate situation. You know, they're kind of letting people in, kind of not. So go apply. You might get in. You know, it's not guaranteed, but I know a bunch of people in the academy have been getting in. So just go take a shot at it. You never know.
It certainly doesn't hurt to try at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So what have you, so I'm guessing from what you've said, and shoes are good, like really good.
I love shoes. I mean, I found just for the amount of work that you put into it, because yeah, funny enough, my parents work for me now. Whenever I buy things, you know, during my online arbitrage sessions, I don't have them shipped to my house. I have them shipped to their house.
That's
and so,
awesome.
And they do all my processing and packing and ship it off to Amazon, and UPS picks it up from them. And so my old bedroom is now like the Amazon warehouse.
Dude, that is so cool.
And yeah, but for them, like they like that so much better than, you know, me going to Ross and, you know, they're like, man, like, you know, I know that the returns are good when you go to these stores, but man, like peeling stickers from Ross and Marshall's really sucks. And they're like, you know, if you could just buy more shoes, like, and realistically, we used to poly bag all the bags and make sure they're super pristine. And after talking to some people, they're like, no, man, that's overboard. You're spending too much money. So we just throw rubber bands around the boxes and put a label on them and then ship them in. And we haven't had any sort of problems. So that's like awesome. The amount of prep time, you know, you throw rubber bands on it. And it's like, there's $20 right there, opposed to peeling stickers all day long.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, we still do that. We still do, you know, retail arbitrage and peel stickers. But I mean, I love doing shoes, and I love doing, you know, replenishable items even. I mean, you can buy, you know, laundry detergent from Walmart off of Walmart.com, get free shipping, ship it to your house, and then ship it into Amazon. And I mean, there's no stickers there. And you send in more items. It's just, you can go as wide as you want with online because you have access to, you know, everywhere.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, I so appreciate the knowledge that you bring to the table and for being a part of our group for so long and for sharing our knowledge. I mean, we heard about everything that you're doing because you got a hold of us. And if any of you guys in the audience have ideas, we want to hear about them. We want to share this in the community and get ideas out into the e-commerce world. So Johnny, thank you so much for being on. I've really enjoyed this.
Hey man, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if they want to find you and they want to find your list, where can they find that?
Well, you know, on Facebook is the easiest way. I think it's facebook.com/group/OA deals. You know, if you're in the Online Empire Academy, we have at least a few mutual friends. So if you type in Johnny King and, you know, see the goofy guy with glasses, just give me a friend request and, you know, I'll be happy to, you know, invite you to the group. Then if you want to just go straight to the deals, the website is oa.deals.
Perfect. oa.deals. Yep. So we'll be posting all the links, everything in it'll be below for most of you. If you're listening on iTunes, just click on the podcast and it'll show you all the information there. If you're listening on Stitcher, it should be at the bottom. Anybody else who wants to get involved in us and with us, we're at theonlineempireacademy.com. Join us. Go look at the blog. We're also on Facebook. We want you to join the community, and we are here for you guys. Johnny, thank you again for being on. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure, too.
All right. Until next time, Empire, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help us make more by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We'll see you next time.